This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. While Kurt Owen preaches at various churches and events at various times, he does typically preach at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie the third Wednesday of every month. This month, he will be ministering at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie on Wednesday, February 26th at 7 p.m. We recommend coming to this live service. You will be blessed. Every other Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a great and dynamic and powerful message. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Pastor Terry will be teaching us from her anointed message from the Bible entitled, You Are an Overcomer.
We're going to open our Bibles to Revelation 12:11. This is where we started last week. I do not have a handout for you this week, so y'all are just going to need to take notes. Amen? But Revelation 12:11, it says, and they overcame him. And when we say him, who is the him that we're talking about? We're talking about Satan. We're talking about the accuser of the brethren, right? The accuser of the brethren is who they overcame. Who is they? We. So when we say us, who are we talking about? We who believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for our sins, and that God raised him from the dead. That's the they, right? The they are we. So what do? We overcome. And the interesting thing is that when we look at this, and, you know, English, for those of us who English is our first language, we should recognize that overcame is what? Past tense. They overcame. We did. We have. We overcame. So what did we overcome? We overcome the devil. Now, we talked about this last week, that there's an equation that's happening right here, right? And we overcome, so that's the outcome. We overcome how? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Does the blood ever change? Has it been shed?
Yes.
What was the outcome of the shed blood?
Redemption.
Our redemption occurred, right? What were we redeemed from? From hell and everything that hell had to offer, right? So what does hell have to offer? Debt, lack, sickness, disease, discomfort, an absence of peace, torment, fear, right? What was one of the first things that happened when Adam and Eve fell, right? God comes, starts walking through the garden, and he's looking for Adam and Eve. Not because he doesn't know where they are, right? But he's trying to provoke them. You know when God asks a question, he already knows the answer, right? Okay, so he's walking through the garden, and he says, where are you? And Adam calls out, he said, I heard you coming, and I was afraid. So what occurred with the fall?
Fear.
Did God ever intend us to ever have fear?
No.
Not his will for our lives at all, is it? But it came with the fall. And when the fall came, fear came. So when we say that we are redeemed from hell and everything that hell has to offer, everything that came with the fall, sickness and disease came with the fall, Death came with the fall. Fear came with the fall, right? A separation from God. And when we talk about, like, in the garden, when he says, I was afraid of you, it wasn't a reverential fear, right? We're supposed to have a reverential fear of God, not be afraid of God. There's a huge difference. And so here we see that if we, when we overcome by those components to this equation. Equals overcame. The blood of the Lamb plus the word of whose testimony? So what are you saying? Right, because the way that I look at this equation is there's a constant plus a variable equals the outcome. Right? The constant is the blood of the Lamb. The variable is what are you saying? What is the word of your testimony? And then the equals overcame. Right? We'll see that variable determines whether or not you're actually going to get to the outcome. Are we all together? So if we do not have the word of our testimony agreeing with what God says, then what we can count on is that you're going to look at this and go, well, I was supposed to overcome. I was supposed to overcome. Why? Because that's what's written. I'm more than a conqueror through him who loves me. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world. I overcame, right? We are overcomers, right? We're quoting scriptures here. So we know that we're supposed to overcome, and we know that God gave a constant. We're the only variable. And sometimes what we say can be unpredictable. Not that God doesn't know you're going to say it. But it's sometimes we look at y'all and go, and when I say y'all, I mean in the mirror too, right? Like, what just came out of your mouth? Because what's going down on the inside of your heart? Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So we know that this is going to determine whether we win or whether we lose. Because when Jesus shed his blood, he declared you the winner. And then you get to determine, do I agree or disagree? So which do you do, right? Now, there's a confidence that has to be built on the inside of us in order for us to have the outcome that we desire. Because it's a lot easier to look at circumstances and say what we see. Yes. Numbers 13. And we are going to start in verse 25. So, if you were to go to verse 1, you'd have to do a whole lot of reading of words that I won't pronounce for you. Basically, the Lord says, send 12 spies into the promised land and have them check it out. Okay, that's a Terry paraphrase, okay? And they returned from spying out the land after 40 days. Now, they departed and came back to Moses and Aaron, and all the congregation of the children of Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh, they brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. Now, the picture of this is it takes two men to carry one bunch of grapes. One. Now, personally, I'm a girl. And I can carry a bunch of grapes all by myself. I don't have to say, hey, honey, can you help me carry in the grapes today? That, you know, I ask him to help me with the groceries, but I can handle the grapes. This took two men to bring back a bundle of grapes, right? So they're showing the fruit of the land. And they told them and said, we went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Said, yes, absolutely. What God said about this land is so true, but nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there. And the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the banks of the Jordan. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and take possession of it, for we are well able to
overcome
it. Yes, there's opposition. There's no doubt there's opposition, but we can do this. Why? Because God's on our side.
Amen.
But that but just keeps getting in the way, doesn't it? You got to keep your butt in the right place.
Amen.
But the men who had gone up with him said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. So what happens here? They're discounting God. They have absolutely removed God from the equation. God's the one who told them to go up and to take this land. God's the one who said, you can have this. This is what I've provided for you. And they come up with a big but. We're not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they gave the children of Israel a bad report. Now, there are many translations that say an evil report. What is the evil report? The evil report is when you agree with what you see instead of what God said.
Yes.
That's it. It's that simple. Was what they were saying true? Yes, there were giants in the land. Absolutely. But God. But God. And then it says, so they gave a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants. And all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. There we saw the giants of the descendants of Anak came from the giants. And we were like grasshoppers in our sight, and so were we in their sight. Can I ask you a question? Was there an interview that took place? Did they go and say, hey, you know, what is your opinion of our size? Do you think that we're small, like grasshoppers in your sight? Because we're grasshoppers in our sight compared to you. What do you think? There's no journalistic report of that. This is an assumption. If I could have every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're in this place and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there isn't even milk being fed to you at this point. And if you want to grow up into the things of God, if you want to have deliverance, if you want to learn how to have a humble heart and cast all your cares, too many people are worrying. And I promise you, worry will send you to your grave. So if you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord, he can teach you how to cast all of your care upon him once and for all. He can teach you how to live a victorious life. And once you accept him as your Lord and Savior, you become a part of his family. And so if you're in this place or you're listening and watching on the internet and you would like to make Jesus the Lord of your life, if you'll raise your hand, it will be my honor and my privilege to pray with you this morning. Let's pray this prayer together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your Son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and you are my Savior. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing and teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen.
We know that you have received revelation knowledge from this message. We invite you to continue to listen to this message from Pastor Terry at the next regularly scheduled broadcast of Victory is Assured. All of us here at Real Life Church would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. Pastor Terry Owen would like to personally invite you to experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Simply go to reallifepsl.com for the address, directions, and service times. Real Life Church, the most loving church in the world, where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries.
Can't find a Christian